Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through April 28th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Let's begin this podcast with a note that relates to mitigating the impact of the justice system on everyday people. The City of Austin has issued a warrant amnesty through April 19th. If you have unpaid fines or fees for moving violations or other municipal penalties, you can go to municipal court to pay or to set up a payment arrangement without the risk of being arrested. Also related to criminal justice, Travis County is holding an expunction expo where you can get help with clearing old arrests from your record. Not all arrests qualify for expunction, so you have to get pre-qualified to attend the expo, which takes place on Saturday, April 27th. Visit the website for instructions on how to get pre-qualified. We have several activities to share regarding civic engagement. This week, on Tuesday, April 16th, Austin ISD has the next in its installment of the Tools for Success series, which this month focuses on the importance of voting. On Saturday, April 20th, is the St. John Unity Walk that goes from Webb Middle School to Northeast Early College High School. Once the walk reaches Northeast Early College High School, you can also participate in a Kids Fest that is taking place on that campus. Next week, the Women Vote Committee hosts Representative James Tallarico for a talk on the future of public education on Tuesday, April 23rd. And also, County Judge Andy Brown holds the State of the County on Wednesday, April 24th. For our health and environment section, I'll first note that this year, Earth Day takes place on Monday, April 22nd. To commemorate Earth Day, the Trail Conservancy holds its Earth Day Jubilee on Saturday, April 20th. And on the same day, Earth Day ATX takes place on the campus of Houston-Tillotson University. On Sunday, April 21st, Waterloo Greenway hosts Our Texas, Our Future at Waterloo Park. On the health and wellness side of things, this week, Kids Living Well hosts a summit on children's mental health on Thursday, April 18th at the Region 13 Education Service Center. And next week on Saturday, April 27th, the Boys and Girls Club, Texas System of Care, and Austin ISD ACE programs host Thrive Fest as a lead-in to Children's Mental Health Acceptance Week. Thrive Fest is all about celebrating youth well-being and empowering youth with an informative festival for young people and their families. You can expect to see live student performances, distinguished speakers from the community, engaging activities, and to meet various organizations with tangible mental health resources for families. With regard to our basic needs section, this week there will be a Fair Housing Conference that takes place on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 16th and 17th. There is also what I believe is the final public feedback session on Wednesday, April 17th on the draft Austin Travis County Food Plan. And I'll also note that this week the City of Austin is hosting information sessions on code amendments that relate to development restrictions in a variety of ways to support transit-oriented development and electric vehicle infrastructure. It's probably an understatement to say that these changes are garnering quite a bit of attention. We have a lot to cover on the DEI side of things. This week we have a South Indian Arts Festival on Saturday, April 20th, and a Native American powwow on Sunday, April 21st. The next week is the Dragon Boat Festival on Saturday, April 27th. I'll also note that this week, the Emma Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center hosts its 13th annual La Mujer program on Sunday, April 21st. It is a program that celebrates Mexican American and Latinx women and women identifying individuals. Alrighty then, on the Achieving Our Full Potential section, with regard to youth employment, there is an information session on Monday, April 22nd about youth employment programs available through Goodwill Central Texas. More on the educational side of things, there will be a Greater Austin STEM Ecosystem Networking Forum on Thursday, April 25th. The Greater Austin STEM Ecosystem invites organizations and individuals engaged in STEM outreach, education, workforce development, educational technology, volunteering, and advocacy to connect, network, and share. In terms of economic opportunity, we have several job fairs to highlight in this podcast. This week, there is a Get Back to Work job fair on Wednesday, April 17th, hosted by Workforce Solutions. And next week, Workforce Solutions also hosts a Second Chance job fair on Tuesday, April 23rd, and a job fair for the general public in South Austin on Thursday, April 25th. In terms of workforce training, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high-need and high-demand industries. Weekly training orientations are offered in healthcare, information technology, as well as in advanced manufacturing and skilled trades. Check the podcast calendar for the dates. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. The recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and at the Tony Berger Center are always an option, as are the mobile Fresh for Less markets happening throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets, for this podcast, we have some interesting offerings. This week, we have the Austin Creative Reuse Spring Market on Friday and Saturday, April 20th and 21st. Also on Sunday, April 21st, is the Buda in Bloom Plant Market. We hadn't mentioned that one before. The following week, we start on Thursday, April 26th, with the Vintage Market Days in Dripping Springs, and two markets on Sunday, April 28th, the Sunshine Market at the UT Alumni Center, and the Spring Festival and Market presented by Asian Season ATX. On to our fun and free features, which is our last segment. Like I mentioned in the last podcast, it's springtime and there are no shortage of fun things to do. I'll mention just a few activities, but just know that the podcast calendar has many more in the fun and free section of the calendar. This week, you can participate in Music on Main on Wednesday, April 17th in downtown Round Rock, and in the Spring Art Stroll in downtown Georgetown on Thursday, April 18th. The following week, there's the Red Poppy Festival that also takes place in Georgetown, but on Friday, April 26th. There's also an opportunity to participate in A Slice of Pflugerville on Saturday, April 27th, as well as in one of my favorite events of the year, Eeyore's Birthday Party at Peace Park, the 59th annual edition on Saturday, April 27th. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.